The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Jacob Juty. What I see as the fundamental ask in Psalm 25 is for God to change the circumstances of the psalmist's situation. I assume many people would sympathize with the psalmist's request, but even when change is sought, many individuals still experience elevated anxiety levels, often leading to avoidance of the situation altogether. Before 2015, I had not sat in a classroom, listened to an academic lecture, or taken notes for 9 years. Honestly, I was not particularly good at doing any of those things. The last time I was enrolled in a 4-year academic program, it took me 5 years to complete. Nonetheless, I sat in Dr. Tappy's Old Testament class, my first class in 9 years, and let me say, I had more than a few doubts about how I would do this time around. Have you ever felt as if there was a continuously wide and infinitely deep chasm between where you are in life and where you desire to be, without any discernible way to get across? That is the exact feeling I had in the pit of my stomach when I looked at the chalkboard and saw several lines of text written in Hebrew. Seminary proved to be a lesson in understanding that the most effective way to change circumstances is by allowing God to change the person in the midst of them. Just as the psalmist cried out for God to help change what seemed to be a desperate situation, my cry to God during those 4 years in the Master of Divinity program was the same. I wondered whether God had meant to call me, or if I was just supposed to relay that message to someone else. Even though I expected change would happen, I did not expect that the thing that would change so drastically would be me. As Psalm 25:4-5 states, "Make me to know your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long." If I had fought the circumstances as I intended to, I am sure my doubts and fears would have overtaken me. If I had tried to create my own route instead of waiting on God to reveal the right path, I would never have had a chance to experience the life waiting for me on the other side of that chasm. Let us pray. Merciful and wise God, thank you for the life-changing gift of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Help me see all others in light of Christ's love displayed on the cross for me. Let me receive that mercy and grace as an invitation to be better in chaotic circumstances according to your plans and not my own. I pray these things in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.